I want to welcome everyone here this morning. This is a very special day.
It is not special because of our season of Thanksgiving theme. I want you to understand that. Today is special because we are blessed with the opportunity to come here together as God's family and to worship the Creator of the universe. And to remember the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross that enables each and every one of us to have forgiveness of sins and hope of eternal life one day. And what a great day this truly is. It is truly a great day. A day in which we should be thankful for. It is the day that the Lord has made and we should rejoice and be glad in it. We are here this morning to worship Him, to rejoice in what He has done for each and every one of us. Every Lord's Day, indeed, every moment that we live in Jesus Christ is a reason for there to be a season of thanksgiving in our lives. Not just one day, but every day, every moment. For we are so incredibly blessed. Today we are talking about our past. Talk about that in class. Talk about our present and our future. This morning in class we discussed that we walk in the footprints of so many that have gone on before us. People here in this congregation that have been before us. People that in our lives and other places that have been before us. Now that the world, as Hebrews 11 said, is not worthy to have Him in it. Yet today as well, we are reminded that we follow in one true set of prints. The footprints of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are like children. Like children trying to walk in their parents' footprints, taking those long steps to try to match the wonderful path that the Lord has already walked. While we have walked in the footprints of those before us, we also have a great responsibility today. May we never forget to make new footprints in the sands of life. To go forward and leave prints for those after us to follow, that when we are dead, when we have returned to the dust and our spirits have returned to God who gave them, that though we, like Abel, though we are dead, we will still speak to those after us. Christianity, my friends, is not a noun. Christianity is a verb. It is about action. It is about what God has done, is doing, and will do for each of us. It is about what we are, what we were, and what we will be in Jesus Christ. It is more than a simple institution. It is an action. It is a state of being. It is a life that we live every moment that we draw breath in this life. Ours is a religion of the present tense. It is a here and now religion. It is about conviction and conduct, believing and behaving and responding to God's call every day. Our Lord commands in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, that we carry our cross daily. We carry our cross today. And as the song we just sang, we follow Him. Psalm 95 and verse 7 tells us, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. You know, the way we walk today determines everything. Today is all that matters. Because you are not guaranteed and I am not guaranteed a tomorrow. I have woken up on many a Sunday morning to hear that someone that had been in service Sunday had left this life. We're not guaranteed of tomorrow. So we're not dealing with tomorrow's right now. We're going to talk about the future. But really right now, all that's important is today. You can't do anything about what happened yesterday. If you sinned, you can get forgiveness today. You can't change it. What has happened has happened. There is no rewind in life. What we do is written in stone. We must deal with God in regards to what it is. But it is today that we must live. Today is the day of salvation according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Tomorrow may be too late. Today must be a day of action. in our lives. The present is where we live the Christian life. This life of action is what the Bible refers to as walking. And Christ has shown us how to walk. We must walk righteously and make new prints in the sand of life today. Today is because today is the life that we have to make those prints. This morning we are going to examine three ways in which we walk in the present. First of all, we live and walk with hope today because of the gift of salvation that came from Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 then tells us that the wages of sin is death. That if we get what we deserve, if we get the payment that is worthy of what we've done, then it is death. And my friends, if the gospel stopped there, if God's word stopped at those two statements, it would be dark. And indeed, it would be completely and utterly and eternally hopeless. But thankfully, thanks to God, His love, He refused to let those two scriptures be the end of us. When you love someone so deeply, so completely, that words cannot reveal your love, how do you let that person know? How do you let him know how much you love him? When love is so great that it cannot be revealed by the power of words, we usually give a gift, don't we? We give someone a gift to try to express our love for them. And it may be an expensive gift. It may be a special personal treasure. It may be a gift that has great meaning or value to the giver. Therefore, the fact that they gave it shows a great deal of meaning and value in the person they're giving it to. It might be a very intimate gift. See, humanity was and is in trouble. We were doomed. There was no escape, no hope. There was no way out. And it was all our fault. And as always, we were the victims of our own evil, of our own foolish decisions, of our own short-sightedness. God saw this and knew the desperation created by our need. And God loved us more than words could declare. Not even God's words alone can save or solve this problem and address our need. So God gave us a gift. He gave us a gift that was precious to Him. And He gave us a gift that is very precious, I hope, to each and every one of us this morning. God gave us His Son. He sent Jesus to live among us and teach us. And that was a great gift of God's love, don't get me wrong. But it's not His grace. Because He went on to let Jesus die. God let His own Son be the object and the target of the very evil that God despised. The very evil that caused Jesus to have to come and die. God let godless men disgrace Jesus Christ and spill His blood in the dust on the hill near Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago. God gave us the most precious thing He could. We didn't care. And we killed Him. God loved us enough to let us kill His only Son. God's love and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, though, gave us hope. The hope we need. The hope we seek. The sacrifice of Christ paid the price for our sins. John told us that Jesus was the propitiation. He was the payment. He was the satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. We walk daily in the light as Jesus is in the light. As a result, we have the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us. And the tense that is in is a continuous action. It continually cleanses us as long as we walk with Him. We find great hope. Our walk today can be a walk of hope because Jesus has provided us an alternative to being eternally dead and separated from God. God loved us so much. We learned something about who God is. We definitely are able to see with perfect clarity what evil is. We learn what forgiveness is in very powerful ways. We understand better what life is all about and what is truly important. Because God loves us that much, we have a Savior today. It is because we have the Savior that we are here this morning walking with Jesus Christ. As Christians, we participate in the greatest memorial this world has ever known every Lord's Day. We remember God's great love, His gift of Jesus and the death of His precious Son in order that His justice could be satisfied and that He could offer to us the salvation that gives us the ability to walk in hope in this life today. We take this precious time to remember the price that Jesus paid to be our Savior. And when you look at Isaiah 53, you count the number of times that He says, for us, He was scourged. For us, He was pierced. For us, He suffered. For us, He died. It wasn't because of Him. It was because of me. It was because of you. In a few moments, following a couple of songs, we will partake of the memorial of the Lord. The unleavened bread is a memorial of our Lord's body that was broken upon that cross as they drove those nails into His hands and into His feet and left Him suspended between heaven and earth, that by that act He would draw all men to Him. The bread and the vine is a memorial of Christ's blood that was shed, that by that blood we can be washed. Genesis tells us the life is in the blood, and the life that's in that blood is perfect, clean, and capable of cleansing us of all of our sins. As we participate in this memorial that the Lord instituted tonight, thank God, may we do so with our minds sharply focused. With our minds focused on Him and the hope that He provided in His death that we might walk today in the present. Redeemed from our sins. We'll now sing two songs that will remind us of the sacrifice of Christ before we participate in this great memorial.